I've been desperately wanting to see Arrival for several weeks now.
I managed and to miss then, it as well.
And I really wanted to see the damn film, and now you saw it. Was it worth seeing, or can I at least feel a little bit of comfort that I didn't really miss anything worthwhile?
Well, I'm sorry to advise you that it is in fact one of the best SF films.
Ah, damn.
Yep, I knew that was going to be the case.
Didn't the lead get an Oscar nomination?
I wouldn't be at all surprised. It's a new SF film. It's by Denis Villeneuve. It's an adaptation of Ted Chiang's award-winning novella, The Story of Your Life. And it got both the Nebula and Sturgeon Awards, and it was shortlisted for the Tiptree. It's a first contact situation. Amy Adams and Jeremy Renner play a linguist and physicist.
Amy Adams, she got nominated.
Now, their specialties are called upon when aliens land
giant
all over
things.
Earth in 12 locations.
Giant egg things?
They sort of look like a covered bowl on its end.
That thing, floating.
So our heroes have got to try and figure out a way to communicate with the visitors. In the novella, the linguist Louise Banks describes the complexity of the alien, we're called heptapods, their written language.
Right.
Quote, heptapods didn't write a sentence one semigram at a time. They built it out of strokes, irrespective of individual semigrams. I had seen a similarly high degree of integration before in calligraphic designs, particularly those employing the Arabic alphabet. But those designs had required careful planning by expert calligraphers. No one could lay out such an intricate design on the speed needed for building a conversation. At least, no human could. And the special effects are good, but they're not overwhelming. The ships themselves are extraordinarily large, and clearly the aliens have control over local gravity, because they seem to be hovering in midair on this side. And when we finally see the heptapods, it's in a mist, and they look suitably monstrous and alien, and they've got seven fingers on each of seven limbs.
This is reminding me of something. Oh, Babylon 5, the weird things in Babylon 5. Terribly sorry, my brain just went to the...
No, that's all right. I mean, it's that rarest of things. It's actually an intelligent SF movie. The aliens arrive, we don't know why they're here, what are they doing, what are they up to? Is it a trade embassy, or are they softening us up for an invasion, or what?
Mm.
And the whole story is told from the linguist's viewpoint. She's struggling to try and understand the aliens' intent before the military, of course, hovering on the periphery, decide to intervene.
I would have thought, seeing the largeness of the ships and everything, that the thought of blowing them up was just really dumb, but, you know, hey, that would be me.
Well, yeah. The solution to the first contact problem is elegant and powerful. The audience discovers that they've been drawn into the alien mindset by the film, which is extraordinary. Now, I don't want to give away any spoilers. I won't say any more, but I heartily recommend this as one of the best SF films of the year. Came out late last year. It's well worth seeing, and you won't be disappointed.
I have heard, I should say, that linguists love this film because apparently it's the best depiction of one that they've ever had on in movies, and they thought that it wasn't, the reviews I read said it wasn't absolutely accurate, but the fact that it was that close was like an archaeologist suddenly discovering a film which depicted archaeology correctly. suddenly discovering programming done accurately in a movie.
Well, they deal with the strong form of the Sapir-Whorf hypothesis, which is the belief that language not only affects what you can talk about, but what you can think about.
Yeah.
And I must say, the special effects for the alien written language are great. They sort of blow these amazing black smoke rings that form these intricate designs that is the whole statement.
Cool.
So it's stunningly brilliant. And it's an intelligent SF film. And you'll realise at the end of it how you were drawn into the whole alien mindset, but I can't say more than that, except to say, go and see it. Well worth seeing.